Good morning, everyone. How are you guys doing today? Great, awesome. My name is Noah Haddon. I'm the youth pastor here at Neighborhood Church, if you do not know who I am. This morning's a really special morning, not only because it's Acts Sunday, and that's the morning once a year where our youth group gets to come in here and give the elders a little break and run the service and be able to serve you guys and serve God and serve the church in that way. And it's a really special morning that we get to do that. But also, it's a special morning because we've had two of our Acts students who have made the decision to follow Christ with their lives and have also expressed the desire to want to be publicly baptized to proclaim that faith they have in Jesus. And so we did do one baptism during first service, and that went really great, and really glad that some of you chose to stay for the second one, but we're going to do our second baptism in a few moments. But I just want to explain a little bit about baptism. Baptism is not a requirement to receive salvation or forgiveness from God. But Jesus does command us in Matthew 28 that believers should go out into the world, make disciples, and then baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And because of the fact we're having baptisms today is proof that there are believers that have come before us over the last 2,000 years who have faithfully followed that command to go out into the world, share the gospel, and because of people doing that, it has come all the way now to today where we also have people now being baptized and proclaiming their faith. And so it's an amazing thing to have known that people followed that command over the last 2,000 years. Baptism is a public declaration of one's commitment to follow Jesus with their life and the faith they have put in him for their salvation from their sins through faith and grace in God. So our church, by following those commands that Jesus gave us in the Bible, we do practice baptism after someone has put their faith in Jesus and made that decision to follow them with their lives. And so at this time, I would like to invite Candace Weems and Kaylee Warner up.
Good morning, church family. My name is Kaylee Warner, for those of you who do not know me. I have had the honor of having Candace in my small group this past school year, and it has been such a blessing to grow in our friendship and relationship. She is a blessing to me and a blessing to all of the other girls in our small group. And getting to watch her grow in her walk with Christ has been amazing, and I'm so thankful to be here today. But first, Candace is going to share her testimony with you.
Good morning, church. My name is Candace. I am 16 years old. I'm a sophomore at Anderson High School. I was saved in December of 2024 by a close friend of mine that attends this church. I am thankful to be able to be here today. I was led into the wrong group of people and wrong things in my life. I never let God help me or let him into my life. God had made me realize what I was doing was wrong. He himself opened my eyes to his gospel message, and I trust in him. I struggle to this day with certain things, but I know he will help me overcome these sins. In Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." Since being saved, I have had more peace and calmness in my life. I am so thankful for salvation in Jesus. I now have turned away from my sins, and now my life is in Savior's hands as I worship him and follow him.
All right, Candace, so have you embraced Jesus Christ as your Savior, Lord, and greatest treasure?
Yes.
Are you trusting Jesus Christ alone for the forgiveness of your sins?
Yes.
By the help of the Holy Spirit, do you intend to follow Jesus Christ for a lifetime?
Yes.
Upon your profession of faith, I will baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.